It's Kedishi Shalat Tinakos.
That's the Shinui, the Shinui HaShulchan.
Okay.
Save your spot, by the way. Okay. I'll get up in the middle. Stretch out.
I've been working on various cases of the same sugya, but I'll mention like one of the cases. Let's say a person has a relative who lived in Japan. Okay? And the person was nifter, not a firm person. Let's say the son's a Baal Tshuva, right? The father was nifter today. Okay, so he's the Irish. So they call him up, he's the Irish. His father isn't frum, his father has chametz galore. Right? So now it's a little bit close to Pesach to start flying to Japan to make bedikas chametz. Right? So normally speaking, what could he do? Simply, he can make send a shliach, or the easiest thing is sell the chametz. The problem is that someone is contesting the Yerusha. Okay? Now, being that someone's contesting the Yerusha, Kayodua, the sheet of many paiskim, the tzais, is that you can't sell something like that. Because it's davar she'ein b'reshusa, something which you don't have shlita on, you can't sell. So now, he's a little stuck.
Why can't you
just disclaim it?
Well, the din is, bittul is not enough. You're not allowed to, you can't just do bittul. You have to, I clean my house for Pesach, I'm saying.
If you're not there?
If you're not there, well, the din, the truth is, you're right. If you were never there within the last 30 days, I hear. So you're right. So you are saying a good point. If you weren't there, it wouldn't work. It would have to be that, in words, the guy was there. The guy was there when his father died. He came there. His father was, right? And he didn't think, and he left. And he came back. And he came back. So now he's in trouble. Because he was supposed to do Bidika before he left.
3 days.
It wasn't his.
Well, no, his father died, and then he came back, right? And then, you're right. If he wasn't there, l'chayra, it's like the case when he was Yoytze B'Shayar before 30 days.
But even without that, let's say, in what reshus is it in? Is it
in the father's house? Yeah, the father.
So means the father's house is his house.
So it's his house today.
That's one of the problems.
That's the problem, because he was Yorish the whole property.
If the father's in an apartment, and it's not his house, I mean, it's in Japan.
So what kind of matzav is it? So whose house, what is it? Like some goyish... If it's going to go to goyish... If it's like open, if it's not his house and it's going to someone else, then that's like yotzami based nachri. Yeah, you just have to invatel. There's
so
nothing.
It's his
house. His father owned the whole house, right? And now he is here. And what should he do now?
What does it mean? Somebody is challenging. I don't understand what
that means. How lucky. Yeah, no. In other words, that according to a guy says he has a will, and the guy wrote in it that it's going.
I understand that, but what about the Yerusha part? He's a Yerush.
Yeah, Alpidin is a Yerush. But in other words, what I mean is the din is like this. The Ktsai says that if you have a pikadin by Reuven, right? So the din is, I can sell the pikadin, even though Reuven is holding it, because he's a shomer for me, and there's no problem. As soon as Shimon says, I have a din tire with you about this, because I think I have a zechusim in it, you lose your ability to sell it, because it's not called birshusai, it's shaloi. It's like ganuf, just like
so
by.
That's real legitimate basis for it.
Though. Yeah, right. But even if enough legitimate that Bezdin is holding it up until we clarify.
Not he says, the court is holding it up. Bezdin has
held. Oh, you're saying what if it's just a court and not a Bezdin? Yeah. I hear. I don't know, but let's say I don't know.
He doesn't call. I mean, what, even if it's a Ganesh court, that's a coil.
It could, it might be something. I don't know. If it, because sometimes it's really Dina de Malchusa and it really counts in the halacha too, what the guy is saying.
No, but in terms of, Rav Aaron is saying, like, it has to be something that's real, like a pick
book. Oh, so, a real pick book. Can't be
look,
just...
Over there you would look at coil to say, yeah. Well...
The Chiddush of the Ketzos is, he says, even if the guy just says, I have Din and Dvorim with you, right? You go to the Shaymer and you say, no, give back the thing. He says, not so fast. I want to go to Din Torah with you. As soon as the guy says that, you can't sell it anymore.
So even if this other guy is not a Muchzik over there, the guy is a Muchzik.
I hear. Here, no one will be the Muchzik, right? So still, L'chair, the word of the Tzais is, he says, if you can't use it, if in other words, you won't be able to get your hands on it because, let's say...
Whatever the reason is, that is
even a court. L'chaira could be even a court. It could be. He doesn't say Befeirish a court, but let's say. So what should he do now? What should he do now?
Can you just
the guy was Yoyresh Chametz in Japan. L'chaira, we have to say he was there at the time. And he should have made a bdik if he was thinking before he left. But he didn't think. He didn't think about it, right? So he came back home. And now it's 3 days before Pesach. And he chaps that he has a problem because he can't sell the chametz because it's contested. And it's not birshusai. It's not called, it's shaloi. It's his because he knows that really it belongs to him. But it's not birshusai and you can't sell it. So now what do you do
with the chametz? Just to exclude things. If it was Brushusa, meaning, in other words, he had it.
Right. If it is mine...
And it's still contested.
There no, is the story. That's our story.
That's the issue. But I'm saying it doesn't make a difference who has physical control over it, is what I'm saying.
Yes, that is why it's not called Brushusa, because they won't let me... I'm saying, but if they he won't let me go in there.
Fine, but if he had physical control and, they say, and someone says, I'm contesting it.
No, I don't think that matters because the vote of it is if you have control, right? If I have the right, if I have, no one can stop me. If they can't stop me, then it's Birshusa, right? Okay. As soon as they'll stop me, right? Then I'm in trouble.
Isn't the whole thing a bit close? Shemini Matzibutus.
Right.
You're not going to find it if you're in Japan and you're in the United States.
Yeah, but you see, that is a That's good a point. But you see, the din we say is that if you were already mechuyev before you left, then the fact that you ran away from there doesn't potter you up. So b'shas ma'ase, you were already mechuyev because now there is shami yimtza. So even if you left, you can't potter yourself.
And why can't you be mafter with name?
So really hefker is the same thing as mechira. The Gemara says hefker can't either work if it's not b'shusay. The Gemara says in Maruba.
You can't do hefker.
You can't do hefker and adav or shein b'shusay.
You can't do hefker all tonight.
But it won't work at all. Even vada hefker won't work. The fact that tonight is not going to make it better. Even if you say vada am afker, the hefker isn't chal.
If it's mine, I'm not good. It's not mine.
Yeah, I understand. But even if it is yours, you can't be mafkert. That's the whole thing. Even if it's mine, I can't be mafkert because it's ain't a b'shusay. Right? That's the ktsais in Simon Reish Yod Alef, Sifkat and Dalet.
So if I'm honest, he'll be over by Rabbi Masa. He'll have the chametz
b'shusay. Well, Midrash he'll have bit. Midrash he'll have kol chamira. Even that, I should say, the Nesivis holds kol chamira doesn't either work on Dover Shein b'shusay. The Nesivis holds that doesn't either work. So according to Nesivis, he'll really have a problem. He'll really have a big problem. Because...
Oh.
So that, the truth is, Rav Paiske, including Nesivis himself, say you're not. Since it's Ein B'Shusai, almost everybody, not everybody, the Chazanish holds you are Rabbi Chazanish and Rabbi Kiveger. Both hold that even on a stolen chametz, you're over on Bal Yirah. Even though it's totally not Birshusai, you're oinus, so what can you do about it? But you're over
oinus. Yeah, but Birshusai is two separate. Two senses of the word. Birshusai means legal ownership or physical
control.
Yeah, they're talking about the control thing. Like, let's say I have chametz, right? I own a bakery, and a guy stole chametz from me. He went into my store last night and took out 1,000 bagels, right? And he stole them.
Right.
Zogt Rabbi Kiveger, Nebuch, the guy's a Bal Yirah, be'oinus. Because what could he do with it?
Bagels.
He can't, what?
Because you're saying they're stolen.
He stole my bagels. What I should do is probably Michael and let him keep the bagels.
But how can you do that?
You're saying can't be
mafker. Oh, you can't mafker it. Right. But what you could do is you could yeah, because he'll just be kind of without. I can't do anything. But if I say I don't care if you keep it, he'll be kind of on his own. You understand?
There's two.
Well, that would work if he'll do a, if the ganav will do a shini rishus. You have to get hold of him, please give, do a shini rishus. But I'm saying, no, shini rishus means the next
person.
Has to go to the next guy.
Third person.
What's the price? The price at the beginning of Sakham. It talks about buy your buy your in the yellow it's here, but let's how do I know if it's somewhere else? In other words, does
right.
it have to be physical possession in order to be buy your buy?
It says that even if it's out there in all these different places, you're still over buy your yeah.
Right.
So now, now
it's for Agam.
Even then you're over. So now the child, how far does it go?
Right.
How far does it go? So they go. They say even if it's ainu b'shus, but roiv paiskim kamat. All say if it's ainu b'shus, you're not over by your mid rice. But midrabbanan avad you're mechiv to mivavah.
What is bittul? Bittul mitam hefker.
Right.
Then bittul work midraisa even here.
Oh, that's Mamash the Nesiva says. He says I hold that if it's ainu b'shus, just like it's a furish gemara hefker doesn't work for the same very reason bittul won't work because bittul is mitam hefker. So Mimela, I hold Bittul doesn't work either if it's Einar B'Shusa.
And we pass him Bittul's Mitah.
Well, that's not 100% Muskim. Right. Yeah, if it is Mitah Hefker, it's not. That's right. A Machalikas. So anyways, so let's sum up the question again.
Yeah.
The question is, if a guy has Chometz, which is not B'Shusa, because there's someone contesting it. That was just the story I made up. It could be other Einar B'Shusas, right? And he now is far away and he can't sell it. The hefker doesn't work either. So what is his chiv?
That means what's nothing different if he's far away? What if he's nearby?
Yeah, 100%. It's the, what I mean is, my case, really what I'm trying to drive is like this. My case is that if he will go back to Japan and he'll go in there, right? So then he could go in with the court or police, I don't know what they're, and you put down $100 on the table for the loaves of bread you burn up, and they take your $100, put it in the mashkin or whatever, and then they'll let you do it. That's what he could do if he goes there, right? But in other words, if he's here, he can't do anything. Here he's stuck. So what I'm really trying to get is like this. Really, this is just a very complicated way of saying, how far do you have to go in order to do the mitzvah of bir chametz? I can give you another case, which is 10 times easier. A guy, Poshit, forgot to say kol chamira. Yeah? And he forgot to sell. Let's say he was a bacher. Yeah? It doesn't happen to people who are married too much, right? A bacher, he didn't think. He forgot he has chametz in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? And he came home. He says, I don't have to sell anything. Then right. All of a sudden he wakes up in the middle of Pesach. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Itaka had a loaf of bread. Right? I never did anything.
Just don't really like
and,
it.
Yeah, right. It's in the freezer or whatever it is. Right? And now, what's he supposed to do? Right? So usually it's not such a big deal. He'll just call up his friend and ask the friend to get rid of it. Right? But let's say he can't. Yeah, let's say he stopped off in the, I don't know where. Yeah, and is, he doesn't have his a friend over there.
In the middle of Pesach, the Gemara says, Kaifalov is that cleave. The Mashmar is a back Gemara is, don't worry about beer or anything. Just, you have to be.
That's on Yom Tov. And then once a Yom Tov, you have to burn it up. Okay. So now, how far does a person have to go? That's my question. All these cases, hakol hoylich al mokem echad, how much does a person have to do in order to do the, well, it's an assay of beer, and sometimes it's also, and it's only drabbanan here, right? It's only drabbanan because for sure, when it's ainu b'shusa, it's drabbanan. Okay, quite the Rabbi Kivayger and the Chazanish, it would even be a deraisa, right? How far do you have to go, okay? So I started off with the following way to go. I think like this. There's a Beferish Mogen Avram in Simin Yud Gimel by a person by tzitzis. Now, you know that the Rambam brings the shittas of Mordechai, that if a person is a oinus, then he can wear the arba kafos without the tzitzis. The example of the Mordechai is the guy tzitzis ripped on Shabbos. It's not a problem because he's oinus. You can't put tzitzis on. You can't tie tzitzis on Shabbos. It's iser kosher. So you can walk around with the arba kafos without the tzitzis, without the strings. Zok the Magen Avraham, this is a very important thing. Zok the Magen Avraham, Simin Yud Gimel Sif Cotton Ches. Nearly Huadin, if he doesn't have tzitzis strings in the ear, he's oinus, because he can't get them in this city. In this ear, in this city, he's oinus. Okay, that's what the Magen Avraham writes, and it's brought in Mishnah Berurah, right at the end of Simin Yud Gimel. The Mishnah, the Magen Avraham just said a massive kula here, that going out of the ear is too much. It's oinus. If I can't get it here in the ear. Also, right? Oh, very good. Once you said that, the Chai Adam says it by Shaifer. He writes that he thinks that if a person lives in a city and there's no Shaifer, Einoi Chai of Lakor Di Rosoi to hear Shaifer. And he has a shtickle smach from a Gemara, because he says there's a Gemara that has a story. Let's say there were two cities. In one city, they only blew Shaifer, but they don't know how to daven. The other city only knows how to daven, Shmenefsik davening, but they don't have a Shaifer. So now I have a choice. Either I'm going to go here or here. Which city is better to go? Of course, the Gemara is better to hear the Shaifer. So for the Chayram, what's Tutsach in this city? How is that city in that city? Why didn't that whole city pack over to the city with the Shaifer? Elamai, it must be, you don't have to leave the city. So that he also says this Yisrael about the city. And it's also gebracht in Pischei Tshuva, in Hilchos Mezuzah, in Yeriday, right in the beginning there, that let's say there is no mezuzah in that city. You don't have to be oiker to another city to get a mezuzah. And you should know that this happened to me. I mean, Lamai Sabarcha, I didn't know at the time the Ma'ar Mokum. But I moved in the first day to Beitar, to the house that I moved into in Beitar. And I had mezuzahs, of course, that, you know, put up first thing. And then I looked at the door of the knisa of the building. There was no mezuzah. And that's a chiv deraisa. A mezuzah b'sech v'sherecha. So I asked Meir, what's tutzach? He didn't know either. So he said, the chiv deraisa, we have to put up a mezuzah here. It was 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. I didn't know how, I'm brand new to the city. I didn't know a single soul except for my neighbor who I knew. That's the only person I knew. How do you get a mezuzah over here? So I had said, L'chaira, I have to go get a taxi. And though, you know, and when the Beitar then was a little cleaner place, the buses were done. It's 10 o'clock. It's too late already. I have to take a taxi. Driving through Shalim, I knew a guy. It was a place. Yeah, I knew who had. Right, get a mezuzah and take a taxi back. So at the end, Baruch Hashem, we came up with a mezuzah. We got a mezuzah in Beitar. At 10 o'clock at night, somebody, I think maybe my neighbor knew it. I didn't know anything. But we got a mezuzah. I was very happy.
It makes sense to take off a place to Rabbana. I mean, in that type of tzir.
What was that?
If you had a situation where it was only mechuyav mid Rabbanan, to take it off of that one and put it on this
one.
Oh,
I see. I hear. But or maybe I should have to go. Yeah. So anyway, but according to this Magen Avraham, after you don't have to. Because to go out of the ear is a oinus.
Don't you have by Shaifer that if you're Makabel Shabbos when Rosh Hashanah is on Friday and you're Makabel Shabbos,
yeah,
but still somebody was coming with the Shaifer outside the city, there's some...
That's a Taz, a famous Taz in Simon Tov Reish, but that's not going anywhere. What happened was the guy finally showed up and it was already, the Olam was already Makabel Shabbos, so the Shabbos should they hear Shaifer.
They didn't send him?
He was the guy who was supposed to be coming. Oh, you mean they sent him to get a Shaifer. You mean it sounds like they tried to get Avada? Everyone tries. There's no Shaila. The Shaila of his mom is
Shmuchli. Was that a rental building that you were in? Rental apartment building?
No, I bought it.
Oh.
Mamish bought the deer.
So anyway.
Right. So it's really, but that just would be a not the right. So anyway, so at first I was thinking to myself, no, is Efsher, since you have this mugging of Rome, that out of the city is a Oinus. When I saw Grada the Rosh Yeshiva's son has a sefer on Hilchos Mezuzah called Agur Ba'alecha. He brings this Ladino, this Magen Avraham, he's a mezuzah, he brings a Pesach Tshuva, and he says, but he doesn't say his source, he says, the city has to be enough that it would take you till nighttime to get there and back. I don't know, I didn't find the source. In other words, I guess from the morning, I guess, I don't know where else, what else. He's not clear, he just says, it will if by the time you get back, it will be Lila, that's called a different city. I didn't know how he knew that.
Well, there's a Mefurish, a shear by davening, by going back.
Oh yeah, there it's just four mil. Right, but that's for like, Tfil B'Tzibur, for those kind of things. Right. Not for like, Mamash, Essen, Deraisen. So anyway, so could you use that here? Could you say that going out of the city is a oinus and it's too far? So at first I'm thinking, mitzvah can't really
here,
be madame. Excuse me?
The mitzvah is here. The
mitzvah is on me. Right, but I would have to go. I may have all of them. The mitzvah, I'm saying I have the four-cornered baguette or I have the house here. And we're saying for me to have to go to another city is a oinus. So, but like this. If you're talking about an essay, that's one thing. But if you're already talking about Baal Gei Ro'eh, that's already a lav. Maybe that's much more chumer because, you know, for example, an essay is only a fifth of your money. A lav is kol mamayinai. Maybe you can't compare. So the only thing is that kayadua, there's many poiskim, chasam sofer, mikveger beans many, that it doesn't matter if it's an essay or a lois essay. It matters if you're doing the Aver Ba'asiyah or your Sheval Tase. And all Sheval Tases are on the same level. So,
who said that?
The Rabbi Kveger brings many, Pesachit Tshuva, Chassam Sefer, they all bring. So, Memela, maybe it's the same level as an essay. And especially here, you have another Kula, because according to most, it's a Drabbana. So, at first I thought, L'chair, we have a nice maybe Malcolm to say that you're not mechiv to go so far.
It's
a lav she'en b'maisa, the same level as an essay. Maybe you could say. Then I found that it's beferish a thing in Shulchan Aruch Harav. This is the only sefer I found beferish. Maybe I should have looked in more svarim, but I didn't find that anyone else. He says like this. He says the din of the person that was somewhere and he was supposed to make a bedika before he left, and he forgot to. It's in Tav Lamed Vav Siv Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Avol im shochach v'yotza mi beisoy toich lamed. Right? He forgot. The din is if you're within 30 days, you have to make bedikah before you leave. V'loy bira chametz shaboy v'nizkar. Then he remembered k'shehiflig ba derech mahalach kama yomim. It was a mahalach of a kama yomim already. Sheyesh toirach godol v'hefsed meruba lachzer lebeisoy. Afal pikein im yadua loy bevirur sheyesh kebeya chametz bebeisoy chayav hu lachzer lebeisoy oy lishleach shliach lebeisoy sheyivar hachametz mimenu. Right, so he said,
why sell it?
In this case, he should have just sold it. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't give that heitzah. I don't know. He could have just sold it.
But now he gets into sapek or something like
that. How's that?
Im yadua bevirur.
Right, he says only bevir. And the bottom there,
I suffered the raisa, so he must be going not like the Chazon Ish with Giveya.
Well, that wouldn't even help because here it is Birshusai. But he could be going. There is the Shitas Haran, which he himself says that he holds like that. The Ran says that if it's not where you are on Pesach, it's only a Drabbanan. Even if it's your house. In other words, the Ran is going on that thing that says if it's more than 30 days, right? Then you don't need to do anything. You just bitul baal masagi, exactly. So the Ran says that the reason why we're so makel is because midaraisa, if you leave, you're always okay, really. Because only what's nimtza, tachas yodcha, where you are for Pesach, is the deraisa. So he says, that you could be samech on that ran meikar adin the shulchan achrab. So you have another reason why it's not going to be a deraisa. You have another reason.
Is that a
shita siyachid? The stampais can we not say? I don't think that it's so yachid. So you have a lot of reasons why it's only the rabbanon.
Yeah, but the whole time for betul doesn't help it by itself. The bedikah is because they'll find who's with yofer.
Yeah. Okay.
So he won't be there. B'chla to have chavata on it.
True, and still you see that you have to.
You
see it, right? The Gemara says once a chavis beer came.
I think it'll be an advice level for sure in that.
True, because you have the bitl, right? Yeah. So you have lots of reasons to make it a drabon. Bitl, you're not there. In our cases, you might have Eina B'shusa and all these things. And still, he says you have to go afil kama yomim, even if it's Efsen Ruba. Where is he coming from? He's coming from the Stam Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, you know, in Mem Tes, in Psachim, Ha'hoylech, Lishchaites, Pischai, Belamos, Benoi, and all these things. He has to go back. So it doesn't say in the Mishnah how far or anything. And that part it doesn't say beferish. But he's saying, it says you have to go back even if it's kama yamim and even if it's a tircham ruban and a hefsed ruban. So I was thinking to myself, why? Or is the pshat, I mean, maybe does that mean he argues with the chayyaram and the Magen Avraham? Is that the pshat? Then I realized, no, I don't think so. The pshat's like this. There's a big kasha that the Moedim Zmanim is really the one that brings up this kasha. The Moedim Zmanim in Rosh Hashanah, in his Shiurim on Rosh Hashanah, he says, he knows there's a sheet of the Chai Yodam, that the Chai Yodam said that if a guy lives far away, he doesn't have to worry about Shofar Meikar Adin, because it's an onus to go so far, he doesn't have to worry about all these things. So Frekt or Moedim Zmanim, so I don't understand. He says, Tamiya Rabos, he says, is the Chai Yodam saying that if a guy wants, he could take vacation in Hawaii. Yeah? He won't bring tefillin. He won't bring tzitzis. Right? And then he'll stay there for 6 months. No problem. Tefillin? Einus. Tzitzis? Einus. Sukkah? Einus. Shafer? Einus. Alts? Einus. That's what the din is? Right? That he doesn't understand. What exactly is the Chai Yodam really saying here? So I saw one say, yeah, but Lamaisa in the Rischa, the Rebbein Shalem will give him my Inish for doing it. I don't think that's the whole answer. Okay.
He put him right.
Oh,
right, of course.
Exactly.
He didn't lose it.
Exactly. Right. And really that what you're saying is really Mefurish in the Magen Avraham, as I'm going to say in a minute. But before I say, I want to bring out something very important, the Chai Yodam, and then I'll get to it very clear. The Chai Yodam said, as we just said, that he thinks that going out of the city is a oinus. Then he says, I have another heter for Shofar, a different svara, why you don't have to go out of the city. Why? He says like this. You don't have to do any mitzvah until the Zman of the Mitzvah comes. Memela, Erev Yom Tov, you're not really obligated to do anything for a Shofar. So you can say, Erev Yom Tov, I'm not Mechuyev. Now, Yom Tov, it's time. Tchum, you won't be able to go. Memela, that's another reason how you could say that the person can get out of Shofar. That's his two things. And then he brings the Rai from the Gemara, because you see the people in that city didn't go to the other city for Shofar, which really means that it's a Raya to one of the two. You can't, each one, it's a Raya to one Svara or to the other Svara. You can't prove both. You can either prove that the Pshat is because you're not Mechuyev to worry about things before the day of the Mitzvah comes, or you can prove that going out of the city is Tam HaOinus. But both together, you can't prove, right? It's one svara or the other. Is memelo, if you're saying that the svara is because going out of the city is einus, then you have no right to say that you don't have to worry beforehand. If you say the svara, you don't have to worry beforehand, then you have no right saying going out of the city is einus. You only have right to say one chiddush and not the other. is memela. Once you have that klor, it comes out that if you have neither, then of course you got to go up. Is memela, that's the pshat. When the guy leaves to Hawaii, right now he's a pshit because he could take tefillin. He could take a lulav. He could take whatever he wants to take. What is the only way that the person could say that I'm not wearing tefillin today? Because he'll say it's too far. It's an oinus. But that if you say that you don't have to worry, but if you say you weren't a pshia because you don't have to worry before, then you have no right saying that too far is oinus. You can't jump on both things. Meaning, basically, the pshat is like this. Really, you start as a pshia because you have no riot to both. I'm saying you can't prove both.
You can't prove the negative either. You can't prove that it's not good.
I understand, but I'm saying, but the Meidim Mizmanim is right. The Svara is that you can't run away and say, I'm a Oinus. So I'm just explaining why. Because either you are Mechuyiv to worry about your mitzvah right now, and Memela, if so, you were a Pshia right now. And if you say that you don't have to worry about your mitzvah right now, so you weren't a Pshia right now, then you have no raya at all, and then it's talking out of oinus to go back. Right. Meaning because we have a raya from the Gemara to only one of the two. We have a raya from the Gemara that somehow this city ended up not going to hear the shayfa. So you have a choice. You could explain the Gemara in two ways. Either you could say, because before the mitzvah you don't have to worry. But then when it comes to the mitzvah, taka, you have to do everything in the world, but just that there's tchum, so they couldn't go on. Or you could say the other way, that taka, you do have to worry about the mitzvah before, but going out of the city is too far. But if you say that, then since you're mechuyv to worry before, and you didn't, you weren't a oinus, you were a pesheya. So you can't be oichas achavel b'shnei roshim. One of the two has to go. So memela, if the guy is pesheya before, then you can't get him a heter that I don't have to go out of the city today. So boiling it down to lemaisa, what it means is the whole heter of this out of the city thing is without a pshia from yesterday.
How about a
shoygeg? Oh, so now a shoygeg is that is really Shulchan Aruch, the Baal Tanya's case. So he is taka saying a shoygeg is also like a pshia. That is the chiddush in what he would be saying. And memela, since you were a pesheya when you started, because you were right there, and you were supposed to do the bedika when you were there, and you didn't, so you were a pesheya before. And now you want to also get the heter that when the chiyuv is there, it's too far, that you can't do. You can only do it if you're a oinus, but not if you're a pesheya. So memela, that's why he's okay, l'chulei alma. Excuse me? So in this case, he is in trouble. In this case, he's basically b'diyuk, the Shulchan Aruch Rav. I mean, on the buzzer. He is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He was the guy who was within 30 days, and he was the guy who was Shachach, and he came home, and he's the guy, which the Shulchan Rav is saying. He's got to go back, Kama Yamim.
If he was there and he left.
Only if he was there and he was left.
When he was there, wasn't him there.
No, he could
get rid of the chametz. His
father's.
No, his father died, and he was there for the shiva, let's say, or half of the shiva. I don't care to bury him or whatever it is.
Case.
Right? Yeah. We changed that. Right. If he wasn't, then echanami. That would be. He could just be mavat.
Left his father alive. Right.
Same thing. If he was already back, then it shouldn't be a problem at all. Right. Okay. So this is. The first aleph that I'm saying, I'm tying like this, that if the guy did nothing wrong, he was a real oinus, and he's far away, maybe, taka, you could say the Mogen Avraham. If the guy was an oinus. But as soon as the guy did it wrong, Pesheya, or even Shachach, then the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, then he has to even go back Kama Yomim and spend a lot of money. Okay, now I will say. And it will, you mean even in the Oynes case? Yeah, Oynes we say is still Chomish over Lava Pesach. There are some times that they are Mekom Hefsed Meruba and certain things. There are certain coolness for that. But, okay, that's. Now I want to say the second part of this. That's the end of the first thing. And now I want to say second case. The case is like this. A guy was making a bris, let's say tomorrow morning, okay, in Detroit. So his father lives in Baltimore, the Zeta of the baby. So the father, the Zeta says, listen, don't worry about it. I'll take care of the whole bris. I'm sending it all to you. You don't worry. I'll send everything, okay? So the Zeta sends the whole thing by mail. Sends the whole food and everything, the whole thing. Kitzer, the guy, it's not coming. Right? It's not coming. Kitzer, no one could track it down. They call up the mail. Amen. Okay, shite. The guy had to buy new food, new bris. Fine. Shamar. Nothing. Okay. Now this guy in Detroit, he owned the grocery store. Okay? And he had a guy who did deliveries for him and so on. Came, they're closed for Chol HaMoed. The store is closed. Comes Chol HaMoed, and this guy who works for him drives up. Vos vilstu, what are you doing? Says, I have a surprise for you. He opens up. There's all the stuff.
Oh.
So, Vos is thus. So, it turns out that this guy does deliveries for other, he does deliveries for other company, other things. Yeah? He does the deliveries for a big place with a warehouse and thus. He's doing the deliveries that morning and he sees on the things, it says the name of
the, boss.
The other boss.
He's
yeah?
It was like
what happened was it has a similar address. Another thing, orders 500 chleiswat, right? And the guy, by mistake, they delivered it all to there, and they didn't hop. Okay.
Shal is only on the father, not the son.
Right. Shal's only on the father. The son is no problem.
He says, I don't want it.
He doesn't want it. Exactly. The father's, Shal's on the father. So now the thing is like this. The father...
It wouldn't make a difference if it was trackable or not.
Right. Well, you mean if it was trackable, then he would have known.
So he doesn't... It's just trackable. So it's, you know... So it's somewhere else.
You mean... Well, you see, one nafkamina will have a shtickle nafkamina. Yeah, so I said this to a few people, this case. Some people told me, if it was UPS, it would be trackable. If it was USPS, it wouldn't be trackable. Fine. I'll call upon him.
Not always.
Not always? Okay. Okay, fine. So whatever it is.
Not good information.
So, okay, fine.
Well,
that's what I tied. I said, I don't believe there's anything that can't get lost. There's always a could get lost.
If the father gave it up, there's just a coin on the other side of it.
The father... but there was no coin yet. Right, there was no coin yet. Right. It was a matana, right? It was like, it's supposed to be a matana. So like this. If you have a shamer, you're okay. So the shayla is like this. The father, of course, made a mechiras chametz. Like, oh, you didn't make a mechiras chametz. So, an avud, lost things, as long as it's not lost, the mechiras chametz is fine. The problem is that by the time that the father made the mechiras chametz, which was after the whole bris and everything, it was long lost already. It was in that warehouse already. So, an avud is a machlekes Rambam in Ritva. The Rambam holds you can't sell Ovid because Ovid is Eino Birshusa. The Ritva holds Ovid is called Birshusa because no one's holding it back from you. It's just lost. So it's still sellable. We'll get to Yish in a second. Before we, first I'm going without Yish.
This is the case of Yish.
I want...
He doesn't...
He knows that it wasn't there for the bris, right?
The case really was the guy gave up. He said, "Forget it, we're never going to find it." He gave up. It was a yush, but just going in stages. Now here I want to mention something agav, which I saw a very big chumrah that somebody showed me in the Chubas van Hoggas or of Sternbuch, which I think is Tzarechian. He tines two chiddush. The first chiddush he says is that if you sold chametz, a regular house owner sold chametz, yeah, and he knew that he was missing a bottle of schnapps and he didn't know where in the world it was, yeah, and then in the middle of Pesach, it turns up, yeah, he says, first of all, you have to be machmer for the shittas that you can't sell ovid, which is itself not so clear to me that you have to machmer for those shittas, but okay, with meaning the Rambam. But what I hold as the biggest chiddush is that that's not avud. Avud is not if you don't know where in your house it is. I'm basing myself on the Nesivus. The Nesivus says as long as the thing is shomer, that no one else can get that thing, that's not avud. It doesn't mean avud because you don't know where, if it's upstairs, downstairs.
Just
because you can't find it. That's not the kind of avud that the Rambam means. The Rambam means avud that it's like lost outside and someone might take it. But if it's inside, if it's mishumer, I don't think that that's of
it. Barna kind of says that when you want to give it back, as long as it's in a place. I think the Gemara says before.
Oh, you mean you machzer shloy ledas of the bailim, you mean?
Yeah, it says as long as it's there.
But there, at least, maybe I know where I put it, at least. But even if nobody knows, right? Even if nobody knows, but if it's shamur, he says, not an aveda, I would think that that's pashit, you could sell it. And he's machmer over there that the mechira might have not been good and you should get rid of it. Fine. But over here, it's not in anybody's house, in the Goyisha warehouse. So over here, you have a real issue. Now, it's not a derisa again because it was a nebrishusoi and also it's not in the house of any yid. It's in a Goy's house. So it's not. We're not dealing with a derisa here. You're only dealing with the Rabbanon, and it could be, you could just say, Sofik Rabbanon Lekula, because according to the Ritva, it's sold. It's regular good Mechiras Chametz.
The guy has a Chayis, so what's the problem?
Which guy has a Chayis? Yeah,
the company, the shipping company.
The shipping, what, the UPS. UPS, okay.
They have a Chayis to pay back.
Okay, fine.
So there's lots of them.
They don't want
that doesn't mean it belongs to them.
They
have a Chayis, it's still mine.
Deems anybody who has a
chalais
on something is
owning. That he's also not la fuke, the real owner.
Still yours.
It's still my chametz.
He gives it to you now.
If I find it, I get to keep the chametz. They won't take it away from me.
It's not yours anymore.
It's still mine. The din is beferish. That if somebody else is mekabel chalais on my chametz, I'm also over. It doesn't pater me just because somebody else has a chalais. Oh, but anyway. So the Shiloh was okay. Do you have to worry?
He said there were two chumras.
First of all, he's machmer that Ovid can't be sold, which is machlokes. And a lot of paiskim write you could sell Ovid. So that, okay, I hear the Rambam says you can't. So it's not a. But that's okay. That chumra I hear. The second chumra is that he says that this is called Ovid in your own house. That's a big chumra. That sounds shver to me. But over here, so here the question is, what should the son do? Because
the son came, says no thank you.
100%, but for the sake of his father, I'm saying. Yeah. In other words, his father may have not, this mechira may have not been good. And so his father really should be getting rid of this stuff. So maybe he should tell the guy, burn it up, throw it in the garbage. What should he do here? So,
what's the side of not doing
that? Okay, I'll say right now what I thought of Moira de Keteret, why it's no problem. Because since the father gave up, he had Yush, the store, the warehouse really was Kainet. Because it was Kainet B'chotzer. It belongs, the truth is Alpidin, it belongs to that warehouse.
Only a Jew, right? Not a guy. A guy is
kind of a chotzer. Oh, a guy? Well, Roiv Paiskim say a guy is kind of a chotzer. And the
Loimidas?
Chotzer shal Adam kind of shal Loimidaitai. The Nesivus Mamish says it in Hilchas Chametz. He says, if your Chametz ends up in a guy's house and you had Yush, he'll own it. Wow. So I thought I had a Moyerdike, a thing. That you should work. Now, there's a chachma in this. Because by a Jew, the din is that if it comes to you and then the guy has Yush, it's too late because it's Beisura Saliyade. And here it was delivered before the guy had Yush because it was delivered right away on the right day, the right time. The guy had no Yush yet. But by a guy, it will be Yush anyways. Because what does Beisura Saliyade mean? To Pshatim. Tosa says because he has a Chiyav Hashavas Aveda. And the Ramban says because he's being Shemrit for you. But that's all because he's a Yid and he's being Shemrit for you. By a guy, he doesn't have all those things. So by a guy, there shouldn't be a Beisura Saliyade. And I have a tzushtel that minchas chinuch. Bisur Saliyadi means if it comes to your chotzer or your hand before yush, then even if later on the guy is miyayish, the yush doesn't work. But that's only by Eid. The minchas chinuch says, let's say a little kid found an aveda, and then the guy was miyayish, the kid found it at 12, the guy's miyayish, and then became bar mitzvah. So the minchas chinuch, you could keep it. Because you don't say Bisur Saliyadi. He had no mitzvah shas aveda, and he wasn't a shaymer. So a guy is the same kind of thing. So that was the chat. But then I thought maybe there's a shtickle problem because there's an unbelievable chiddush from the Nesivus in Simon Kuf Hey. And over there he says that the whole heter to be kind from Yush is a yid. Because it says, L'chol avedas achicha. But a goy can't take from Yush. Okay? And the Erech Shai zok nesech. The Erech Shai says also that chiddush. And there's a third sefer too, the Kesef HaKadosh. They all say, by a goy, there's no etza to take from you. So I thought, it's not L'chuli Alma anymore. The Marsham argues very stark. He says it's not true. Yush is mutter L'chuli Alma. But they say, a goy can't be kind of be Yush. But then I saw that the Nesivus himself writes that by Chometz, in his sefer Mekor Chaim, it's better than Yush. Because here it's avuda mikol adam, and memela because everyone you're going to have to destroy it. Memela a minute before the zman it's hefker gomer, he says, and a goy is kind of bechatzere. So even the Nesivus ends up holding that the goy is kind. Imamish says this case. Let's say you had chametz ended up in a goy's house, so even though yush wouldn't be enough, but here there's a new klal. You know it's called zuta shalyam. Something which you're mechuyev to be mavar from the world, like chametz, is like zuta shalyam, and a minute before the zman, it becomes hefker gomer, and memela, if it's in the guy's house, he'll be kind of the chametz.
Do you even need yush in that case?
You won't even need yush, he says. Yeah, he says. Zuta shalyam is automatic. Imamish says it. He says, afilu ima yehudi lo yodeya.
He's screaming.
It doesn't make a difference. It's hefker. So you're covered. If you go that it's regular yush, and you don't hold like the Nesivus, Then you don't have a chiddush. I'm saying with the guy, then a guy could also be kain. Marsham says a guy can be kain from yush. Why do you want to worry about the Nesivus? But the Nesivus has another chiddush anyways. He has this chiddush that chametz is always hefker and a guy can be kain mitzad hefker. It's memela. It would seem to me lechule alma. It belongs to the goyish storage house, unless you have a case that for some reason that storage place didn't want it and they. You know, it's only zchus if it's good for them. If it was a chay for them, but if it was okay for them, they don't mind. So it's their chametz, and memela, there's no problem. You tell the worker, leave it there. We'll talk after Pesach, right? And then you might have to have rishus from the place that they'll let you have it after Pesach because it's theirs. Right, and then you can eat it. And that's what I think. At the end of the day, l'chayr, it belongs to them. And you could get it after Pesach.
So why don't you just tell the guy, take it back?
Exactly. That's what you should tell the guy. Tell the guy, bring it back there. We'll talk after Pesach. and we'll see after Pesach. And then it's fine. It won't be Chametz Shavuot Pesach. We'll be fine.
Chutzner
is mitam yad. Well, Chutzner is kaina. If it's mitam yad, they say it is. The shail is if you say Chutzner mitam shlichus. The Mishnah Berurah already brings the machmirim, but then roiv paiskin paskin lamaisa yigdu chutzner. That's what the oilam firtzach that you sell the guy the room, and then when the chametz with it, they're saimich on that. So b'meila, it should be okay. I think. Because of the sameach, he should be zeich and no chametz. Lo yirayim, lo yirayim.
I'll
pull through. It makes it more exciting.
Putting this up.